Henry, can I ask you first of all, when and where were you born and what was your name at birth?
My name at birth was Heinz Martin Wuger. I was born in Nuremberg, Germany, on the 23rd of February 1924.
Thank you. When did you arrive in Scotland?
I arrived in Scotland on the 5th of May 1939.
So what age were you then?
15 and a half.
Yes. How did and why did you come to Scotland?
Well, we came to Scotland because we had to get out of Germany. This is fairly obvious what went on there, especially coming from the town of Nuremberg, where the notorious Nuremberg laws were promulgated in 1935. At home, I had a very nice upbringing, my father and mother. I'm an only child. But my mother, coming from a catering background, my grandfather had a brewery, my mother decided at the age of 14, I should leave school. She said, "You better learn something, you'll need it." And I became an apprentice in a very strictly kosher hotel in Baden-Baden in the Black Forest at the age of 14. And I was only there 6 months up to Kristallnacht. I learned a lot, but that stood me in good stead.
What about your parents, Henry?
My parents. My father, Karl Wuger, came from Austria. My mother, Lore Würzburger, came from Heilbronn, from Württemberg. They got married in the early 20s, just after I believe my father was a prisoner in the First World War in Italy. And they got married, and I came along in 1923, 24. My mother must have been in her late 30s by then, yes. I was an only child. My father had a small stationery business, a wholesale stationery business, which he ran himself, and my mother helped there. And then, of course, when Hitler came, things became very difficult. I left by Kindertransport. My father died in 1941 of a heart attack in during really, I don't think it had anything to do with the air raid. He passed away, right? My mother was left alone, which was, of course, fairly horrible for her. We had neighbors behind, in the house behind, lived a girl a year older than I was, very staunch Catholic. She worked for Caritas, this big Catholic organization in Germany. And through her, the chairman of Caritas, a very high-powered Monsignor, he knew my mother well, he arranged for her to be taken away to a village and hidden. And in the village, I mean, money changed hands, there's no question about that. And in the village, she pretended she was a refugee from the East. You know, nothing Jewish was said, otherwise nobody would have taken her in. And she survived there. She survived there for a year and a half, I think. And then the Americans came and won the war and marched into Germany. The Americans came and my mother, the first contact I had with my mother, an American soldier, a Jewish American soldier, wrote to me, and that's how we got in contact. So she with this girl went back to Nuremberg. Her flat was destroyed in bombing, but simply, my mother was a very forceful character. She simply marched across the road to a woman in a flat who was a Nazi and told her, "Right, you go out, I go in," and she did. And she and the girl took over that flat. And she survived there. The problem is to get her out. The difficulty, you have no idea if you've ever anything to do with the Home Office. I mean, you read the paper every day with all these incomers, the refugees we have. My heart bleeds for them.
Did you ever go back to Germany?
Yes, good question. Certainly go back to Germany. Why? At the beginning, we went back to Germany because the people that hit my mother saved her life. And they put themselves on the line. If they would have been found out, they would have been shot. So I owed something to these people. They were very friendly. They don't exist any longer. They've all passed away. So I now, well, we've been invited back. The town of Nuremberg invited us. You know, they invite Jewish ex-residents now and again. We've been there. And Nuremberg, of course, has trying to transform itself from the notorious town where the party rallies were held to a community which will look after other people. I mean, in Nuremberg, there's now a street with 15 pillars for peace and friendship. It's quite unbelievable how the town is trying to live down this horrendous history. I mean, when the Nazi rallies were, I mean, there are hundreds of thousands of these people. And they were marching past our street. We were living in one of the main streets. And we had a domestic, a maid, who was very left-wing, a German girl, very left-wing. And one day she opened the window and she put her hand out and she shouted out, "The mustard is running over, the brown shirts." Now, my father pulled her in, shut the windows. We would have been smashed to bits and pieces. Kristallnacht, I escaped Kristallnacht. I was in Baden-Baden in that hotel and as an apprentice. Well, I really learned a lot there because the chef was taken away. The chef was taken away to the German army. Oh, I'll give you another. I've got lots of tales, but we got a new supervisor, a young woman. We had 50 pounds of spinach for lunch. Do you know what 50 pounds of spinach looked like? The volume of this, four of us. So she picks up the first spinach. She goes like this. I said, "What is it?" I said, "I'm looking. I have to examine it." I said, "Yes." I said, "I'm sorry. You cannot, it will not be ready tomorrow." I mean, I was 14 and a half. We wash it four times in salted water. She accepted that, but just shows you, you know, it's absolutely, that was that hotel, very strict, very strict. I also learned a lot there, but again, Kristallnacht came. I worked there for 6 months till I went home on the, I think, the 2nd of November. I worked for 6 months, 6 days a week, 6.5 days a week. Got a half day off. Okay, that's how it was in these days. Not only that, you had to pay them to learn something. You follow? Very strict. So after 6 months, I said, "I'm going home to see my parents." "You can't do that." I said, "Well, I'm sorry, I'm going to see my parents." In Baden-Baden, the whole community was locked into the synagogue and was set alight. Nobody lost their life. Nevertheless, I went home. I was at home at Kristallnacht. But they didn't come to our house, but they came to all houses around us. And I saw people getting beaten up. I saw a piano flying out of a first-floor window, smashing on the pavement. Unbelievable. But so I escaped. And after that, of course, it became, we had to leave. You know, it was quite important that we had to leave. Can I just say, schooling in Germany, yes? You went to a school. When the Nuremberg Laws came out, when Hitler came, I went to the local school, and you were then, there were three Jewish boys in the class. You were sat at the back. Nobody would speak to you, neither the teachers nor anything else. So Nuremberg was like, Nuremberg in Fürth is like Glasgow and Paisley, a smaller town beside Nuremberg, a Frum town, no, a bit like Gateshead. Fürth had a Jewish grammar school and a Jewish old age home and a Jewish, good God, I can't remember, an orphanage, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we went to school in Fürth, Israelitische Realschule Fürth, a very good school. The only trouble is there were 52 in the class, right? Because the Hitler time. But we went there. We went there by tram, back and forward. It wasn't far. It was an excellent school. One of the teachers had to be non-Jewish, you know, the government insisted, so they'd see what was going on. But it was a very good school. The only thing, obviously, in the morning, Chumash, you know, the rabbi, it was very strict. But we were not allowed in the tram car, you know, it's a typical Jewish school. The tram car, there were two, the trailer. Boys were to be in the back and girls in the front, but it didn't work like that. We had some very good teachers, some very intelligent teachers. Very good. We were always very kind to them. For example, we meet some, you know, when the teacher, like children, teacher who was a bit weak, he was immediately sidelined by the children. It was horrible. But it was a very good school, excellent school, I must say. And I was taken away from that school, unfortunately, to go to Baden-Baden to learn something, which, in retrospect, my mother was quite clever. Mm. Yeah, she was quite clever. It stood me in good stead, yeah. Mm.
Right. Maybe she had prescience.
Yeah, I know. Life is, well, I'm lucky to be fit and able and very happy to be here.